In 2009, as a first-year undergraduate student in health sciences, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my degree. I assumed I would probably go to medical school, because it looked cool on TV, but I wasn't particularly passionate about it. I felt like I needed to do research for the summer, but I had no idea where to start. One day, I saw a poster for the university's iGEM team. It talked about competition and genetically engineered machines, which sounded pretty neat to me. I went to the info session and understood almost none of it, but I had this feeling that it was something I just needed to be a part of. I spent that summer working on the iGEM team, not only in the lab, learning about how to do synthetic biology, but also learning about ethical frameworks to use to evaluate it, learning how to give talks and how to design a poster and website. When I went to the competition at MIT at the end of the season, I was completely overwhelmed. I couldn't believe what some of the other teams were doing. It was equally inspiring and terrifying, and I couldn't get enough of it. I went back the next year to be on the Calgary team again, but it wasn't quite the same. There was a new professor in charge, new TAs, and there were no other returning students. As the only experienced team member, it quickly fell to me to lead the team, decide the project, and get everything ready for the competition. I realized pretty quick that I was in way over my head. I had no experience leading a project, and not a lot of support to help me. But I had this burning desire to make this happen. I had this underlying belief that this was important, and that I was getting an amazing chance to drive my own project, my own team, and my own results. I was involved in real cutting-edge research, something most undergraduates don't get to do, where we were trying to do something new and innovative. And so I took the challenge on. It wasn't always pretty, and far from perfect. I was learning how to manage people, how to delegate, how to troubleshoot complex scientific problems, and how to resolve conflict, all things I hadn't learned in my courses. And so I made a lot of mistakes. More than once I wanted to quit, but I always had this strong desire to make this happen, and I wanted to give these new students the transformative experience I had had the previous year. That year, the team ended up getting some pretty good results. We got invited to present at DRDC Suffield, we went on to win a gold medal at the competition at MIT, and several years later, one of our main ideas ended up being published by an established lab. And although I didn't realize it at the time, through this whole experience of being thrown in the deep end, I was learning skills that would pave the way for my career. I was learning how to be a leader, how to face uncertainty, and how to excel even when it seemed like all was stacked against me. More than anything, though, I was learning how powerful and exciting it is when you're really driven to do the work you're doing, even when it's really hard. Today, I'm the president of a synthetic biology startup company. I manage multiple projects, multiple scientists, and I make sure we can deliver products. I manage all sorts of different people, sort out conflict, and figure out how we get to our goal. I've had amazing opportunities to travel the world, live at NASA, and work with truly inspiring people. Still today, I don't always know what I'm doing, but I can't imagine doing anything else. Being the driver of iGEM lit a real passion in me and helped me realize how much I really can accomplish when I jump all in. My company is, in a way, just an extension of this. Now I get to drive something where the stakes and rewards are far higher. But it's my iGEM experience that gave me the passion and confidence to do this. And when the going gets tough, that's what I fall back on. Sometimes I wonder just how different my life would be if I had worked a regular summer job, not found iGEM, and not had this tremendous opportunity. It would probably have been a lot easier, but I know I could never be as truly fulfilled as I am now. I think that's something that's pretty amazing.